Who is the greatest enemy? Where is the greatest enemy? It's not externally, it's within ourselves. It's these afflictive emotions. For example, if somebody comes and hits you with a stick, it might be really, really painful. So you think, who caused, what caused this great pain? Really, the pain came from the stick striking us. So this is the cause of the pain. However, we think, but who was in control? We think, well, actually, it wasn't the stick that was in control. So I won't be angry with the stick. I'll be angry with the person wielding the stick. Then if we think about it a little bit more deeply, who was in control? And if we look at it, then we see, oh, actually, although the person's physical body was wielding the stick, it was the person's mind that was in control. So who's the enemy? Who's the cause? The cause is the person's mind. Their body is just following orders. Then if we think a little bit more deeply, well, who was in control of the mind? And if we think about it, it was the emotion, the negative emotion that got control of this person's mind that then entered or engaged into that action of picking up the stick and hitting us with it. So actually, it was the emotion that was in control. So where's the real enemy? From here we see that the real enemy is the emotion. And so it's really these negative emotions, these emotions that cause us to say things or do things or think things that are negative or that are harmful. Sometimes we're not aware of our negative emotions, or we're not able to control our negative emotions, or we just let them express themselves. And then we harm others, we make other people unhappy, and in fact we harm ourselves. When a negative emotion arises, let's say anger, who feels it first? We feel it first. We feel it in our voice, we feel it in our body. Our body gets tighter, our voice gets tighter, the way we look changes. So our whole body experiences that negative emotion and it enters into our cells and it causes unhappiness. Or it causes discomfort. And then if we let it out, we express it, then it causes discomfort for other people as well. And when we cause discomfort towards other people, generally they're unhappy and there's a good chance that it might come back to us. However, are we always these negative emotions? No, they arise sometimes. Is this how we wish people to remember us? For just those negative things that we've done? Those times when we've spoken harsh words or we've done negative things, maybe out of our greed. We've stolen something, or we've tricked something, or we've deceived somebody to obtain what we want to get. And at sometimes at the expense of others. No, we don't wish that people remember us like this. And are we these emotions? No, we're not. Just every now and then they arise, and we're not able to control them. We're not able to transform them. Similarly, other people are just like us. Sometimes they're just not able to control their negative emotions. And because we've met them on occasions when those emotions have been strong, is that all we remember them for? Do we view them as that person who has these negative emotions? Or do we look at the whole person and just remember that sometimes they get involved with their negative emotions? Inherently, they're still good people. Just every now and then, their afflictive emotions result in them doing things that are harmful or hurtful to other people. Through this, we see that inherently, people are good. However, sometimes they just aren't able to master or control their emotions. That's the same for us, and it's the same for other people. And why do we sometimes, and why do other people sometimes get involved in those negative emotions? Because in reality, they just want to be happy. They don't want to suffer. And sometimes, because of their self-grasping, they engage in those negative emotions because they feel it's going to protect them, or it's going to protect their happiness, or it's going to stop them from experiencing suffering. And when we really investigate our mind, we start to see that the biggest cause, or a great cause, of our suffering are these afflictive emotions. So just like we would like to be free of suffering, so we would like to be free of these negative emotions and these discriminatory thoughts, likewise, other people would also like to be free of suffering, and also that we may wish that they may be free of their afflictive emotions, their negative emotions and discriminatory thoughts. The causes of suffering.